You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome, welcome. What's up, DC? Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Wizards with SB Nation's Bullets Forever writer, Ben Mahich, and myself, Anthony Citadino. We're your hosts, and you are now Locked On Wizards. Go subscribe to the Locked On Wizards podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you may listen. Go throw us a follow on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. We have a great show ahead of us and a lot to get into. The Wizards added a couple new players to their roster. They got back to action. We love to see Wizards basketball back to action. But before we get into all of that, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. Ben just got his package. He loves his Built Bar, and we're going to get to more Built Bar ads later in the show. But Ben, we have a lot to get into, my friend. The Wizards are back in action, back on the floor. They picked up two new guys, brought them in, Alex Len, Jordan Bell, and they played the Spurs tonight. 121-101, the Spurs handed the Washington Wizards their ninth loss this season, which has the Wizards marked at 3-9 now. The Spurs improved to 9-8. Tonight, right? I mean, Ben, you and I, we didn't expect too much from them coming off of a six-game hiatus. So much time off. Conditioning was definitely going to be an issue, and we were definitely questioning, you know, how much the team has really been playing during this hiatus. And we saw them get blown out tonight by the San Antonio Spurs. Bradley Beal, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Everyone else not so hot, I guess. Jerome Robinson, he had the most minutes he had this season. He put up a season high of 16 points tonight. And yeah, newcomer Alex Len came off the bench with 11 points and 5 rebounds, Ben. So with the Wizards taking the floor for the first time in 2 weeks after 6 postponed games, what is your take on this game and really overall everything that's been going on with the Wizards since they stopped basketball activities? And really, how are you, bro? How's everything going?
I'm doing well, Anthony. I'm just so glad that we get to talk about basketball again. And the right. Wizards are back like they never left, baby. I mean, they look a little different. Some of the players, you have to squint a little bit to figure out who's on the floor. But they're on the floor. That's the most important part. We got a game. It didn't end the way the Wizards hoped it would end. Like you mentioned, they got blown out by the Spurs. A rare blowout this season. The team has been fairly competitive despite their losing record. But Some things to actually look forward to. I mean, like you mentioned, Alex Len, we'll get into a little bit. He showed some flashes of being pretty productive. And not to call myself Nostradamus, I mean, it wasn't that much of a prediction. But I mean, Alex Len and Jordan Bell, I think they'll add something to the team that they've lacked in size and defense. They showed flashes of that against San Antonio. But all in all, they looked like a team that hasn't played in 2 weeks, right? I mean, I was surprised to find out that they had the record for the biggest layoff in season. I think they rested 11 straight days or something like that. So after that long of a layoff, like you said, they didn't expect the Wizards to look that great against the Spurs, and lo and behold, they didn't. I mean, they looked rusty. Russell Westbrook in particular, he played, even though he was questionable, looked really rusty. 9 points, 6 assists, continued to look kind of stunted out there. I'm not sure if he's still injured or what the case may be, or if he was just flat out rusty, but it didn't look very good. Bradley Beal, again, has continued to do what he does, 31 points. You can count on that. Death taxes in Bradley Beal dropping 30 points a game. It's that simple. I thought Cassius Winston showed some flashes. I hope he continues to shoot the ball. He has a really pretty stroke. He scored 8 points, 4 rebounds off the bench. So we're seeing players play who wouldn't typically play. I think it'll allow for Tommy Shepherd to assess what these players have. Isak Bunga, a guy who hasn't played in a while. He went from starting to out the rotation, played 33 minutes. And
right.
He looked all right. I mean, he had 7.7 rebounds, but we'll get to assess these players more going forward. And if nothing else, I think that's something to look forward to. But Anthony, health is going to be a factor for this team. And, you know, health is a factor for me, Anthony. And that's why I eat Built Bar. I'm a health conscious person. I care about what I put in my body. And that's why I eat Built Bar. And whether you're looking to lose or maintain your weight, you should give yourself a chance to indulge with a delicious treat. My favorite flavor is cookies and cream. As Anthony said, I just got my shipment and I can't stop eating them. It is the most delicious protein bar I've ever had. And I think Anthony would agree with me. I think he just ate one before we started the show. Built Bar is healthy. It's low calorie. It's low sugar. It's high protein. It's high fiber. If you're on keto, it's the perfect bar for you. Go to builtbar.com. Type in the promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's Locked On for 20% off at builtbar.com. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. Anthony, it wasn't Kevin Durant. It wasn't James Harden. Not new players. Wizards don't land those marquee guys. We got Alex Len and Jordan, two guys who we mentioned throughout the season as players that might end up in Washington. Lo and behold, they ended up in Washington. Alex Len flashed some productivity, 11 points, 5 rebounds off the bench. Jordan Bell didn't play much, but he had an impressive block at the end, which I think could be a sign of things to come with him. They'll have no choice but to play him going forward. First of all, Anthony, we didn't get a chance to talk to the Lockdown Wizards listeners when the signing originally happened. What were your reactions to the signings of Alex Len and Jordan Bell?
Well, Ben, you called it. Go ahead, man. You called it, man. Gloat it up. You called this from day one, really, that they were going to probably bring up Jordan Bell from their G League affiliate, and Alex Len was a viable option out there. So yeah, it wasn't too shocking, you know, that my co-host, he called it. So I just, you know, I expected it. You also called the Brad Russ trade early in the season. You got a lot of heat for that when you wrote your piece, when you had that piece about the Russ Brad trade before it even happened. So yeah, man, you've been doing pretty good prediction wise.
They call me Ben Stradamus for a reason.
There you go.
I wish I wasn't calling these things. They're not the greatest signings of the world. I do actually like the Alex Len signing a bit. I think he's probably the best healthy center on the team. I think if Thomas Bryant was healthy, obviously he's a better best. I think he's more productive than Alex Len. But I think Alex Len, he was pretty productive in Sacramento. He had a game in Atlanta where he hit 6 threes, so he's capable of picking and popping, spacing the floor a little bit. And more than anything else, more than Mo Wagner and Robin Lopez, and you saw on Sunday against the Spurs, he's very mobile. He has a soft touch. He knows where to be. He sets hard screens. And really nowadays, what more can you ask for a center? A player who gets up and down the court, a rim runner. He has solid hands. Like I said, he's athletic.
Right.
He's strong.
Right.
I think he's a very solid backup center. Obviously, I think he might end up starting in Washington, but he has a chance to really show that he's capable of being an option going forward in his career and carve out kind of maybe a long-term contract with the Wizards. Jordan Bell, another guy who I think is a really good defender. He can switch 1 through 4. The Wizards don't have a lot of those players. And obviously if you can contribute defensively, you should find minutes on this Wizards team. What did you think about Alex Len's game on Sunday?
I enjoyed it. I thought he played a great 21 minutes. I thought he did really, really well. And for 21 minutes, your first game with the Wizards after they're coming off this hiatus, 11 points, 5 boards, 4 for 6 from the floor. He did damn well. And what I thought was interesting is that he pretty much split time with Robin Lopez. And before the Wizards went on their COVID hiatus, Mo Wagner and Robin Lopez, they were splitting time. So now it's going to be interesting to see what Scott Brooks does when Mo Wagner is able to come back from safety protocols to see what he does with Mo Wagner, Alex Len and Robin Lopez. Will they all be getting like close to 20 minutes a game? Will Alex Len take over that starting role? Will Scott Brooks keep Robin Lopez around 20 to 25 minutes moving forward after the Thomas Bryant setback? I don't know. I think it's a good pickup, right? We talked a lot about how Tommy Shepard needed to go after someone for their front court. They needed more length. They needed more depth there. And he went out and did that. So the free agent pool was not big. I mean, Ben, what else could you have asked for, really, if we were asking to pick up guys?
I asked for JaVale McGee. I didn't get him.
well, he's on a team right now. That would be more of it, you know, a trade. But free agent wise, who else did you want? Did you want Ian Mahimi again?
No. I think Alex Len. Honestly, I think they're thankful that he fell in their laps. He was a starter not that long ago, and he's a capable player.
Right, did well in Phoenix.
Yeah, so I think besides him, there was kind of slim pickings. He didn't really fit in well with Toronto, fell into the Wizards' laps, and I think they're thankful for it. I mean, it came into the perfect opportunity. I know he had other suitors, other teams looking to sign him. He obviously played for Maryland. There's a couple assistant coaches in Washington that he was familiar with during his time in Maryland. So it's a perfect fit there. He'll get all the playing time in the world. Yeah, I think he's probably the healthiest center on the roster, obviously. And I think he's probably the most productive center on the roster, given all the bumps and bruises everybody's been taking on this team. He's been a proven productive center on the roster. And I think, you know, the Wizards are very thankful that he fell in their laps.
Right. And Ben, we didn't see much of Jordan Bell. What do you expect from a guy like this moving forward?
He's a fun player in the sense that he comes in, he reminds me, and Wizards fans, you'll get this reference. He reminds me of Trevor Booker a little bit. I don't think he's as skilled as Trevor Booker could grab a rebound and go. I don't think Jordan Bell's that player, but he reminds me of Trevor Booker in the sense that they're both undersized, full of energy, very good defenders. You can switch them. You can guard the post. Occasionally you can have him guard, smaller players. I really like Jordan Bell's game. The Wizards can use all the defense they can get. He's a player who'll give you energy. He'll help defensively. Like I said, at the end of the game on Sunday, he had a really impressive block. So look, Anthony Gill played 10 minutes, didn't really do anything. If Anthony Gill did not do anything, then might as well give those minutes to Jordan Bell, because you know he's going to do something. He's either going to fall out.
Right.
He's going to do something. His presence is going to be known. I'm glad the Wizards took a flyer on him. I was high on him during his time in Golden State. He's probably the most, outside of Russell Westbrook, and perhaps even at this point, he might be a more impressive athlete than Russell Westbrook. I think he's an impressive athlete.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Now that you bring it up, we might as well just talk about it. Let's talk about Russell's game. Okay, he's just coming back. This is his first time back from his injury, from his quadricep injury. Let's go over it. 3 for 11 from the floor. 1 for 3 from beyond three-point land. 9 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 turnovers, and a minus 20 for his plus-minus ratio. So, Ben, what were your thoughts with our starting point guard as he comes back?
Oh, man, at some point, it's like, look, he injured his quad. They say he's healthy, so we got to take their word for it. Before he played, Scott Brooks talked about expecting him to look more athletic. Those were his words, not mine. They said they want him to, they expect him to look more athletic, to look more bouncy, to look more like the Russell Westbrook we expected to see. And I get the rust. I understand all that. I'm not ignorant to it. But look, it's more of the same that we saw. I'm not faulting him. Perhaps he's still hurt. I don't know if he is. He shouldn't be playing.
Exactly.
But if he's not hurt, as they say he's not, and he's capable of playing, and he looked the way he did on Sunday, I'm a little worried. I mean, he continued to look old.
I'm worried in the aspect of these guys, of the team playing him when he should not be being played. If he still is hurt, this doesn't make any sense. I know Howell Neto was out tonight too, but I don't care. Just if that was the reason why Russell had to play, if they're going to rush him back, that makes no sense.
Yeah, but
to me.
I don't think we can even give him that pass anymore, because I think they would play him if he was hurt at this point. Like they had given him time to rest. I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that he's healthy, because I don't think he would be playing if he was hurt. And let's say he's not hurt. Let's say this is the Russell Westbrook that he is. I mean, what do you say to that? Do you think it's not fair to say that this is who he is?
I think that he's hurt. I don't think we would be seeing him play like the way that he's been playing if he wasn't hurt. He's still not going into the paint. He's still not providing that sort of slash explosiveness towards the hoop that he always does in transition. He's taking these outside jumpers, these mid-range jumpers, and he's continuing to stay out of the paint. I don't really know what is going on behind the scenes, how he's being told to play, if he's trying to switch his game up this season of any sort, which in the past we've known Russell to never switch really anything up, and for him to play his game his way, and it has shown to be successful. Maybe not in terms of winning a championship, but yes, in terms of leading a team, he has done that really well in the past. And Ben, I don't know. I right now, I think the way that he's playing, I still think that he might not be 100%. I really wouldn't be surprised if he's not 100% right now.
Yeah, I don't know if he's 100%, but if you're capable.
So would you call that an injury? If he's not 100%, does that count as him being injured? Or is that just...
No, I mean, I have so many players play through pain. Like, he might be hurt, but I don't know if he's injured, if that makes sense. His quad might... He might have some pain with his quad, but like...
Like some soreness,
Have any structural damage? Do you have any, like, tear?
Right.
Because if that's not the case, and you're just dealing with general wear and tear from being a 32-year-old former MVP who's used to carrying teams, which also, I think, Anthony, not to be pessimistic, but be honest with ourselves. This is a 32-year-old player who's played a lot of teams in his career, who's played a lot of minutes in his career.
Yep.
At some point, the explosion, all that sort of thing starts to wane. I'm not saying that that's the case with him, but I am a little worried because it happens so quickly.
So are we talking about this sort of cliff that people talk about with guys?
It happens to everyone. Not
a certain point, right? Not named LeBron, right? So right now you're saying this could be his cliff year. This could be a cliff year for Russ in his career.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I hope it's not for the sake of the team and for his sake, because nobody wants to see a player take such a. And I'm willing to bet it's not, just because he was good in Houston. There's no doubt about it. He was an MVP,
absolutely.
But he was good in Houston. He was an All-NBA player in Houston. So for him to go from being an All-NBA player, regardless of what you thought about him being an All-NBA player, from that level of player to the player that he is now, so quickly, within a span of months, I'm not sure I've seen a player do that, barring injury.
Literally, a handful of months. I mean, what was it, 80 something days since he played?
That's what I mean. Like, he went from being an All-NBA caliber player to looking, and I hate to say it, kind of cooked, like kind of washed up. I'm not saying he is, but that's the way he looks like right now. Could be because of injury, could be whatever the case may be, but it's not looking good for him.
Seeing what he did against San Antonio tonight, yeah, I mean, we don't want to say cooked, but he did not look like the Russell Westbrook that we know. The Russell Westbrook that makes the NBA so much fun. Any game that he's, in, it's the most explosive show that you're going to see. And we have not seen that Russell Westbrook this year. And my guess is that he's playing hurt, injured, sore, whatever they're doing. He is not his normal self. He's not playing to the capability of what he is, how explosive, how athletic that he is. So right now, he might be hurt. He might not be hurt. I'm just taking a guess, shot out of the dark, that he has dealt with his quadricep injury. Maybe they tried pushing him to come back a little too soon. But yes, you're right, Ben. Tonight, he did not look the best. But yes, we got a lot more to get into with the Wizards' return. Their next game, and how important that is to Wizards fans. But before we get into all that, I want to tell you guys about Bet Online. Are we ready for some football? I know you guys just watched Championship Sunday. Tom Brady kept it rolling. Mahomes kept it rolling. The Super Bowl is set and it is upon us. There is only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Tom Brady and the Bucks keep it rolling, and they'll meet Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, who look to win their second championship in the past 2 years. Who do you got? It's legend versus legend. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. We're looking ahead to Tuesday. John Wall plays his first game against the Wizards in his life. The first time since he was traded. What should we expect in this game against Houston? John Wall said he's going into it with not much emotion, given that it's not in Washington, but I imagine that that will change once he sees Bradley Beal, Scott Brooks, his other old teammates on the floor. And things might get a little emotional. Things, I mean, for Wizards fans all over, I know they've probably had this marked on their calendar. They've been rooting for the John Wall comeback, as have we, Ben. We've been rooting for that just as well. And now it's here. John Wall is most likely going to be coming back. They're eyeing his return to be against the Wizards on Tuesday. And yes, this is huge. This is for Wizards fans, and for John too. As much as he wants to not make it a big deal, of course he doesn't want to make it a big deal to the media, at least. But this is going to be a big deal for him. He's going up against a team that traded him, which definitely probably hurt him. He wanted to give the District of Columbia everything. He wanted to win a championship. He wanted to change everything in when it came to, you know, his community efforts. He was an activist in DC and still remains to be. And he's loved. He's a household name. So this is going to hit home for him. Maybe it doesn't right now. Maybe it will when he gets on the floor and he's going up against, you know, one of his great friends, Bradley Beal, and his former coach. Ben, you've covered John Wall for a long, long time. I mean, for you and Wizards fans everywhere that have been faithful forever, what is this going to be like to see John Wall play the Washington Wizards?
Our conversation about Russell Westbrook dovetails perfectly into this conversation, because I hate to say it. Let's say, I don't think Russell Westbrook, if he is hurt, is going to start being healthy on Tuesday all of a sudden, right?
Wizards fans
are unfortunately going to see John Wall. You're going to see how hard he plays. He's relatively healthy. He's been banged up this year too with his knee. He played 21 minutes against the Mavericks a couple of days ago. He looks spry. He's attacking the basket. He's dunking the ball. I don't think Russell Westbrook has a dunk yet. I think Wizards fans are going to see John Wall play John Wall style of basketball, whatever that looks like. Whether he scores 8 points or 30, John Wall is going to play his style of basketball, where he's attacking the basket, fastest player in the league, doing what John Wall does. Wizards fans are going to say, my God, they did it again. No, they're going to fall to the knees and they'll scream at the sky and say, Tommy, did Ernie steal your soul? Why do this to us? But look, I expect a lot from John Wall. He expects a lot from himself. This game is weird. You mentioned the Bradley Beal component. Bradley Beal, Thomas Bryant, barring he's hurt, and Smith, I think, are the only teammates that he's actually played with. The roster turnover was so high where, like, the Isak Bungas of the world, howling that to all these guys, they weren't Wizards when John Wall was a Wizard, or at least when he played. Oh, the roster looks completely different.
The coach still a part of the team, but yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Now. But, I mean, yeah, exactly. He hadn't never had an assist with any of these guys, never played on the court with any of these guys. But I still think, like you said, I mean, Scott Brooks said, I'm quoting Scott Brooks from Chase Hughes' Twitter. He says, there's no question it's going to be strange for myself and especially Brad. I have so much respect for John. I'm proud of him and the way he came back. And I think Wizards fans and even Bradley Beal and even members of the team, look, it was Tommy Shepard's call. It wasn't Bradley Beal's call, although I'm sure Bradley Beal signed off on trade. But there's members of the team who love John Wall, want to see that trade happen. There's plenty of thousands of Wizards fans out there who didn't want to see that trade happen. He, I'm sure, deep down, wish it didn't happen. We're going to see a John Wall who's hungry. When he plays like when John Wall plays with fire, he's one of the best players in the world. And you'll see that on Tuesday. I'm excited to see it. Perhaps it'll get the best out of Russell Westbrook too. We talked in our previous podcast how Russell Westbrook has beaten him 11 out of 13 times. He's gotten the best out of John. John knows that. He keeps note of that. So maybe it'll wake Russell Westbrook up in that sense too. But the Wizards have a lot on their plate. This is a tale of two teams who've kind of, put their whole seasons on this trade. The Rockets hoped John Wall could keep Harden. Didn't happen. In the same light, the Washington Wizards hoped Russell Westbrook could keep Bradley Beal around. We've got to see how that's going to happen. But they kind of have parallel stories. They'll obviously be matched together for the duration of their existences. So it's an exciting game. And, you know, when you think about the games on the schedule, this might be one of the most exciting ones on the season. So I'm excited about it. I know John Wall is excited about it. And I know Bradley Beal and Scott Brooks are anxious about it. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Hopefully the Wizards can get the win. But this is one of those things where if John gets the win and he drops 40, we can be equally as happy.
Absolutely. And John, just like you said, he's going to bring that fire. He is one of the few, as I call him, killers in the league. And he's on a short list. You know, Jimmy Butler, Damian Lillard. You know, he just bring, you know, when he's playing his best basketball and he's shown that he still can play his best basketball. I know that he's been inactive for a few games, but him coming back, he's loving this new atmosphere. He seems like he's loving playing with his old college, you know, teammate in DeMarcus Cousins. And he just wants to play basketball again, man. That's so apparent in all of his, in all of his press conferences. He's so ready to be back out and he's going to bring that fire. You know for a fact he, of course he has this marked on his calendar. You know, maybe to him, maybe not to anyone else, but this team traded him. And of course that hurts. How wouldn't that hurt? They brought you in at 19 years old. You set out to do any one of these superstars that are traded from a team like that, like a Derrick Rose, he was heartbroken when he left Chicago. It's not an easy thing, especially when you're so invested in the culture, in the community, like John was and still is, right? I mean, I don't think any of his ventures are really going to stop, but this is going to be a great game, man. And I can't wait to see how Brad plays. I can't wait to see how John plays against his, you know, his old team, but I think this is going to be high intensity. I think he's going to really, really show up. And he's gonna come ready to play. I think he's gonna go off. I really do. Unless for some reason he's still hurt, but they seem like they're pretty sure that he's targeting this for his comeback. Houston's looked pretty good, you know, down the stretch so far. And having John Wall there, especially this is a game where it's his first game against the Wizards. I 100% think that he's going to put on the Hall of Fame, you know, performance that we all know that John Wall can, you know, put up. I mean, John Wall is, in my mind, still a top tier point guard in this league when healthy, still playing his game. And he's shown that he can still play, you know, as well since he's been out of the league for the past 2 years. So John Wall back on the floor with the Wizards. I'm super excited. Ben, I don't know. Any predictions for the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think you called it. I think John's going to go off, and it'll be one of those things where we can relish in the moment and say, wow, like John's back, and he's still – and the great thing about this is he doesn't have James Harden hovering above his head anymore. It's John's team as much as anyone's. You know, all the players who were once a part of those great Rockets teams are gone. It's John Wall's team now. Christian Wood is stepping up. He's become kind of a face of the franchise there too. But look, John's still, like you said, capable of playing at an all-star level. He's motivated. When he's motivated, he's one of the best players in the league, regardless of position. He played at an MVP level not that long ago. He's not that removed from that sort of style of play. He looks bouncy. Yep. He looks athletic. The Wizards got a motivated John Wall. They've never faced the motivated John Wall before. I think they're in for something. I'm excited about it. You know, there hasn't been much optimism and things to look forward to this season. But injuries, ACL tears, COVID scares, what have you. But this is a game I think that we'll remember for a very long time, regardless of what happens this season.
Absolutely. This is a game that we can all, regardless of the outcome, regardless of really anything towards winning or losing, if we see a healthy John Wall go out there and go off against his former team, I think it's safe to say that all of Wizards Nation is pretty damn happy with that result, because it's John Wall. And we want him to do better. The league is better when guys like him are playing, you know, their type of basketball. And this, honestly, the same thing goes with Russ. And I know we just spent a lot of time talking about, maybe this being his cliff year. But obviously, you know me. I'm a big Russ fan, so I am not on that island yet. I still think that he's an all-star capable player, all-NBA player. And right now, maybe there's some kinks in the road with, you know, meshing with, you know, new guys this season. I know that there's still only a handful of games into the season, and he's taken some injuries, but I still think guys like that, you know, him, John, like when they're playing their best basketball. Those are the top point guards in the league, right? Damian Lillard, you know, Kyrie Irving, those are the guys that put that our box office, really, you know, when we talk about what brings, you know, entertainment to the game. And I'm rooting for John Wall to have to really have such a great game back. I mean, I know he's dealing with an injury right now, his knee, and obviously, you know, every team is dealing with COVID scares. You just brought up that list of very depressing list one of this season, and it's tough to swallow right now because it has been a tough start to the season for the NBA. But we hope it gets better. We really do, and we hope that regardless of what happens this game against the Rockets, is still planned to be played, and the Wizards can get back to a certain flow of their season and not postpone any more games, man. Have more consistent Washington basketball. How about that, Ben? Huh?
Yeah, man. Lockdown Wizards fans, we got hoops back. So if nothing else, we're gonna talk hoops. We'll talk activity, how these players have been responding, and who knows? Maybe players will start stepping up. Maybe we'll have breakout seasons. There's ample playing time to go around. We'll have some interviews scheduled soon with players on the roster. Anthony might even have a couple of Wizards personalities penciled in soon.
Oh,
and look, the season keeps rolling. The Wizards are 3-9, but bright side is hoops is back. Anthony, anything else before we let these guys go?
DC, we love you. We appreciate you. We hope you had a great weekend. We hope you enjoyed Championship Sunday. A lot of great football. Can't believe Tom Brady has another run to the Super Bowl. Absolutely absurd. This will be his 10th year in the Super Bowl. Wild, wild times. But yes, Wizards fans, we have Washington basketball back. And that's what matters right now amongst the a million things to be down. But we're talking hoops. We're going to be back with you guys tomorrow night and the rest of the week, Monday through Friday. Go subscribe to the show if you have not yet. Locked On Wizards and Locked On Podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you may listen. We love you, DC. We appreciate you. We can't wait to rock with you tomorrow. Ben, my brother, you got anything else before we let these guys go?
Locked On Wizards fans, we love how loyal you've been. We know the season's been difficult, but stick with us. Stick with the Wizards. If nothing else, we'll bring some realness. So thanks for listening, and we'll be with you tomorrow.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.